Life just got a little better, thanks to Merryman Ernst.
The following information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Always seek the advice of your qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition.
We've been interviewing Dr. Robert Scott Bell about the silver hydrosol and all of the benefits, but I wanted to talk to you a little bit about who Dr. Robert Scott Bell is, all the different things that he does. Robert Scott Bell is a homeopathic practitioner with a passion for health and healing unmatched by anybody in the media. 6 days a week, he empowers his listeners with healing principles that can aid in physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, economic, and yes, even political healing. The concept of nullification is a cornerstone of Robert's radio show, where he reveals ways in which he can restore health without government interference or their permission. On the Robert Scott Bell Show, Robert hosts the fastest 2 hours of healing information on radio, dealing with everyday health issues from the perspective of alternative, holistic health care. He tackles the tough issues and shows no fear with confronting government and corporate bullies who would stand in the way of health freedom. How does health freedom tie into the 10th Amendment? Robert says it's essential. Without health freedom, the ability to defeat tyranny is doubly difficult. His message, stop asking for permission where none is required. His commentary crosses the political, economic, and cultural divide drawn from his 26 years of experience in the natural health care sector. Rather providing direct support to those in need or working with physicians on their toughest cases, he makes sense out of medical propaganda, taking the complex and breaking it down into forms much easier to understand. His bottom line is bringing the freedom and power to heal back to the people where it belongs. He personally overcame 24 years of chronic diseases using natural healing principles without government permission and has dedicated his life to revealing the healing power within all of us. And he's written a wonderful book called Unlock the Power to Heal. And if you're interested in getting a copy, just give us a call at Merryman at 429-1555, area code 217, and we'll be more than happy to make one available to you for a minimal fee. Well, Dr. Bell, I just got done reading your wonderful book, Unlock the Power to Heal. It's just phenomenal. I'm just really impressed with it. I was really amazed at about how depleted our food supply is. Can you go into a little bit of detail about how that all got started? Because I know, you know, you were talking about, the different nutrients that are put back into the soil. And it's just like the tip of the iceberg, where there's really so many more things that need to be put back into the soil, and we just keep pulling and pulling things out. Can you explain a little bit about that?
Well, 20th century agricultural practices after World War II in particular meant we were going toward monocropping, and that depleted the soil. We used to rotate crops. We used to give a season of rest for the soil to recover.
Right.
And because of the growth of what we call a petrochemical type of culture or society, we shortcutted that, and we thought we could without consequence, and we started adding the NPK, the nitrogen, potassium, phosphorus, and, of course, at that point, you have imbalanced plants because there are many minerals in the soil beyond those three.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They grew very fast, but they weren't healthy. And so then the pests started attacking them, so they came up with petrochemical-based toxic pesticides.
Ah.
And of course, that helped them to survive, but at the point, what was the price when you have a lack of life forms in the soils, like earthworms, to break down the soil into minerals that could be assimilable by the plants? And if they aren't in the plants and you eat the plants, you don't have the minerals there. What you do have is what displaced the minerals, the toxic pesticide residues, for instance. So we created a downturn in chronic disease, or an upturn in chronic disease, so to speak, in the 20th century, always met with more petrochemical patent medicine. So by destroying the soils themselves, we set the stage for a disaster of chronic diseases of degradation and toxicity.
Well, I was always told that the bacteria in the soil was primary in, you know, basically metabolizing everything from selenium to zinc to iron to a lot of what we would call the micronutrients. And it was very, very important to have a very healthy soil with a lot of good bacteria in it. And when you start using a lot of these chemicals, just replacing what the NPK, you all of a sudden have a soil that's basically sterile, and that's the worst thing that you could do.
Yeah, exactly. When you destroy the life there, it's much like the microbiome in the gut, as we've learned more recently.
Right.
Use of antibiotics like napalm wipes out the entire flora and fauna, and therefore you have no way to utilize whatever you're putting into your body, even if it's there. Again, this is the problem. So if we go into the Unlock the Power to Heal, the book, that's why we went into the basis to understand, help people understand why the food matters, why what the food is growing in matters, and that they didn't get here by accident, and also that the power to heal is there once they figure this thing out and, you know, act differently, behave differently, eat differently.
Right. I think it's very, very important. The other thing, too, is there's a lot of misinformation out there about supplements. And, you know, your book goes into great detail about, you know, how important the supplements are. And I think one of the big things, and I hear it all the time, more and more in the industry, is that, you know, they're going more towards the natural, bioavailable. For many, many years, we were actually being fed, you know, the enriched foods and so forth and the processed foods. Explain a little. Your book really gets into good detail, but explain a little bit about, you know, the fortification of processed food and where it really just doesn't do us any good, and how important it is to get good quality bioavailable vitamins. I mean, there's a big difference between DL alpha tocopherol, and I know I've talked about this before, and even what we call the folic acid or the folate. I mean, there's a huge difference between those.
Yeah, it's a very important distinction, because in the 20th century, once again, the petrochemical industry found that they could make these things from coal tar, and they synthesize these so-called vitamins, and they're made by pharmaceutical firms and chemical manufacturers.
Yeah, like,
and they're sold.
Aspirin's made from coal tar too. I don't think people realize that. We've talked about that before.
Yeah, exactly. So we have been sold this idea that vitamin C is the same as vitamin C from a food. And yet it's ascorbic acid, which is a chemical manufactured substance that I think BASF, which used to make cassette tapes and other kind of interesting things.
Right.
The majority of vitamin C sold in the health food industry is made by drug companies. It doesn't mean that there aren't forms of C that are available via food, but they're not in mega doses. But the cofactors, all the things that exist in nature along with them, make them more efficient. And what I argue as well is that our love affair with vitamin C, although not dangerous in the same sense of other toxic chemicals, we can achieve with micrograms of a whole food form of selenium that it would take grams, many grams of vitamin C to achieve the same or even less. So we look toward food as our supplements, or if you go into a health food store, which I do, we make sure that the supplements we take are food.
Right, right. Well, I know Susie Cohen wrote the book on the drug muggers, and I was really interested from the fact that, you know, you really need a good, and you talk in your book too about, you know, the good probiotics and how the antibiotics really destroy the good guys, how our food supply is depleted. If you're on a lot of drugs, particularly like the antacids and so forth, those really interfere with the absorption. It's very, very important to have a proper absorption in the gut. And then the other thing is the synergists between all of these different vitamins and so forth. You talked a lot about selenium. Tell us a little bit more about the selenium and how important that is.
Well, selenium is one of the most depleted nutrients in our soils, and it's associated with any number of disease or symptoms in deficiency. Now, selenium deficiency can result in all kinds of metabolic cellular aberrations, viral activity spewing from the mitochondria. There's so much more than just cancer prevention, which in my mind, of course, is probably number one on the list of minerals important for preventing, even reversing cancer, and very studied as well. But much of the danger warning signs for too much selenium came from an FDA study done earlier in the 20th century, again, that was a corrupted, wrong form of selenium.
Right.
When we use a whole food form of selenium, we don't see selenotoxicity, and we're able to do high-dose administration, although micrograms to maybe a gram at a time a day for cancer patients, and we can reverse it safely without risking any toxicity.
Yeah, and I know it can be used in conjunction with a lot of other chemotherapeutic drugs, and I know Dr. Passwater has actually interviewed one of the leading doctors on selenium. There's a lot of different forms of selenium, and I don't think people are aware of that. There's some that are extremely potent and bioavailable, and of course they use, I know in the SELECT study, They used a really crude, unbioavailable form of selenium. It was like almost one of these studies that was, you know, set up to fail. And it gets so frustrating because then, you know, you look at this study, they use selenium and then they use a synthetic vitamin E. And then they say, well, it increases, you know, there was an increase in the incidence of, in this particular study, prostate cancer, and they had to stop the study. So they tell everybody, well, selenium and vitamin E are bad. And they're talking about the worst synthetic forms that could be possibly made. So it's a lot of, you know, really terrible misinformation.
Yeah, that's correct. And this is something that the health food industry, I believe, needs to do a better job in communicating because it's very cheap for manufacturing the synthetic variety, and you can make a lot of money even selling it cheaply, whereas the whole food variety tends to be more expensive because of the processes involved in actually producing food. There's an artificial pricing of the synthetic variety. So there's a lot that we wanted to get into, Ty Bollinger and I, and Unlock the Power to Heal, get a whole lot of information out in a short period of time in a reasonable way, but accessible way like our book did.
Yeah, I really like the way the format is. It's kind of fun. I think it only took me an hour or so to read it, and it was just extremely, extremely informative. There's some things in there that I had never really, you know, realized, you know, about how, you know, even the big corporations, you know, with Hearst and so forth, with his wood and wanting to use that instead of the, you know, the hemp. And I know hemp is even more, you said it's 10 times stronger than steel, but I know it with rayon and some of the synthetic fibers and so forth that we think are so powerful, actually that the hemp is even more stronger and resilient than all of these synthetic fibers. But it's these big, huge corporations and people that have other agendas, mainly trying to make money, that really has devastated our health. It's devastated a lot of the different industries. I think we would have a lot more technology and things that are better, particularly in the health industry, if it wasn't for all these greedy, big, huge corporations that are always trying to make money. Tell us a little bit about, I'm a big proponent of vitamin D, and you talked a lot about that, and you talked about water, how important water is. But tell us a little bit about the hemp oil. We do sell the CBD oil. It can be sold anywhere. It doesn't have the, you know, hallucinogenics in it, the THC. I have seen basically miracles. It's one of these what we call adaptogenic tonic herbs. And I remember way, way back when with my mom and the Portia Herbs, or Portia Mears that wrote the Business of Herb magazine. And she was a real big proponent. And I'm like, you know, why are you so into this? And she says, well, there are so many health benefits, and they basically, you know, put this on the back burner. And she says, you know, part of my publication and part of my promotion is that actually the hemp and the hemp oil, the cannabinoid oil, is actually extremely beneficial. Can you tell us a little bit about some of the different things that it does, including helping with cancer?
Yeah, so CBD is the cannabinoid that is non-psychoactive. I mean, it's very relaxing. It'll take people out of anxiety.
Right.
And it can reduce pain as well, but it also seems to be regenerative, neuroregenerative, neuroprotective, as well as very healing for the gut. And that's, you know, a big part of the focus of the book as well when we talk about the Silver Aloe Protocol in the book.
Right.
But the CBD, of course, has so many properties. And I think that even children with autism, and they're all gut injured and brain injured, you're going to see a huge surge in science as far as investigations, not in the United States until they get it off of Schedule 1, but a resurgence in the accessibility and the encouragement to grow this plant for all of its many benefits. There's just such a wide array. We talk about 25,000 uses, and only one of them is smoking it, right? And that's
right.
What gets you to get high for those that want to do that. But the reality is there's so much more to it, and we went into the history of how and why it was villainized and demonized, and it's rapidly changing. Now we've got the 25th state recently approved a form of it, so we've got 25 states in the District of Columbia that have nullified federal law prohibitions against the cannabis plant in various forms. But the CBD you're talking about, we do the Plus CBD oil from CBD Sciences, is available in all 50 states, and As far as getting people out of anxiety, that's one of the biggest things, I think, because so many drugs are focused in that regard.
Right. I think the form that we use comes from Hempoch, and I know we kind of shopped around. You know, as always at Merryman, we try to get the highest quality at the lowest cost and something that's really good. But I was amazed, too, and I've seen it in some of my customers, individuals that have seizures and how beneficial that is on top of, you know, the anti-cancer properties. And it's just, it's hard to explain, you know, all the different things that it does and the fact that it was really kind of shut down by a big industry that they really don't. It's like, it's so almost disgusting. I can't hardly explain it, but it's like the big corporations, big pharma, you know, you even talked about the Rockefellers and some of the, you know, the what we call the robber barons. Their focus was to promote their chemicals, their synthetics, their products, and it wasn't for the benefit of anybody. And I think people need to realize that a lot of times these pharmaceuticals and so forth aren't really there to benefit them, but to make evil people rich.
Yeah, the elimination of competition, I believe it was Rockefeller who said competition is a sin. And for those that argue against capitalism, recognize it's not a free market. A free market is different than what we would like to see, where we have a freedom of exchange of ideas and products and services, not through deception and coercion.
Right.
But the health food industry has had to do an incredible job of just surviving the restrictions against the freedom of speech on the things you sell in those stores there, and they're life-saving, they're life-changing in an empowering way. And that's what we, again, try to do with Unlock the Power to Heal, bring that power to heal back where it belongs in a very direct way, and as you say, informative, educational, and sometimes irreverent way.
Well, I like the fact, too, that one of the little sections is, wouldn't you rather have side benefits? And I always talk about, you know, because we have basically pharmaceuticals and a lot of things in the industry that have a lot of bad side effects, refined products. And, you know, in our industry, we always look for side benefits. And, you know, when you start talking about side effects, it's just unbelievably, you know, they're the direct effects of a drug. And I kind of think that the side effects are actually the poisoning effects from the drug. Your body's actually being poisoned, and it's reacting to that. So
it's a direct effect. You're right. And that's why we also have to focus on detoxification. And, in every health food store, there usually is a section for liver, kidney health, lymph
drainage,
things like that. And that's another valuable service to the community.
I want to ask just a couple more questions here. Let me know that, when we need to cut this off. But the thing is, you know, with the silver, I was wondering the other day, because, you know, we've talked about all the phenomenal things that it does and the fact that it even has a tendency to help with pain. But how, when you use silver topically or orally or something like that, how deep into the tissues does it go? I was wondering, you know, does it get into the, you know, endothelial layer? How deep, if you're going to use it topically or orally, how deep does it go into the tissues?
Well, on unbroken skin, you're only going to be doing the top layers, but if you have an open wound, it'll go obviously a lot deeper in terms of recovery of tissue integrity. Orally, if you're holding it sublingually, it will transit primarily into the lymphatic system for dispersion throughout the body and a little bit to the bloodstream. It will pass through the liver where, during the phase two conjugation processes, it will then be excreted via the colon primarily. So in terms of benefit, when we talk about the silver aloe protocol, the aloe helps us to carry it to the epithelial lining of the gut to eradicate dysbiotic organisms, yeast, et cetera, but to downregulate tissue inflammation and upregulate regeneration, much like we would do topically in a burn, wound, cut, scrape, skin care issue.
You also talked in the book about, and I don't know if I'm going to pronounce this right, Yunnan Bayo? The herb?
Which one? Oh, to stop the bleeding?
Yeah. It's been used in Asia for many years. I know I'm not pronouncing it right.
Yeah, no, it's hard to do those words, honestly, justice for the Western tongue. Yeah, I mean, there are so many things out there that can help stop, serious first aid, concerns like bleeding. And they are used and have been used for a long time. And that's why I wanted to put that out there. I think if you don't have it in the store, you could probably get it. But it is an amazing substance that stops the bleeding immediately. You know, in modern medicine, they do use silver nitrate still, even to this day, as a cauterizing agent. But that's very, it'll burn and sting. It's rough stuff, but it can work as well. But, again, we wanted the information to get out there so people are ready for the zombie apocalypse should it ever arrive.
Well, I've heard of it before. And I read about, you know, how it was used in Vietnam and so forth by the Asians. And it was unbelievable healing for all kinds of different wounds, deep wounds, bullet wounds. I mean, there's all kinds of anecdotal stories about it. It's really hard to get. How do you pronounce it?
I can't even pronounce it. Right?
Okay.
I wouldn't do it any better justice than you do.
Then I don't feel, feel so bad.
No, don't feel bad. The thing is, you know, when you go to Asia, they'll be able to do it for you, and you'll go, yes, that's it.
That's it. 3, 2, 1. In your book, Dr. Robert Scott Bell, there's a picture, and it says, cannabis cures cancer. Big Pharma has the patent to prove it. And in the little detail, it goes that the cannabinoids, including THC and cannabidiol, promote the reemergence of apoptosis, which is cell death, so that tumors will stop dividing and die. And there's actually a patent number. And then down below it goes into, and I can't believe, I mean, everything from breast cancer to prostate to uterine, thyroid, pancreatic. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Explain a little bit about that. Why isn't this becoming more available? I know a lot of my customers are using the CBD oil for cancer and as an adaptogenic, but why isn't this in the news? Why aren't we hearing more about it?
Well, the research has really gone on around the world, and the most prolific research is happening out of Israel, primarily because our government, in collusion with other industries that wanted to keep cannabis out, and the pharmaceutical industry is one of those, has basically been stymied in terms of anybody actually conducting science on it, investigations, because it's of its Schedule I status, which says it has absolutely no benefit for anything, and it's only addictive and dangerous and deadly, which anybody that has studied even for 2 minutes on the subject said that's the most ridiculous thing ever. But you're dealing with international treaties, the war on drugs, all of that that plays itself out. So in the book, we hyperlink. In fact, if you get the ebook version, you can hyperlink and look at all the studies we list for all the different kinds of cancers. Now, I don't know in every case the mechanism is known, but then again, many of the drugs that are on the market right now, they don't even know the mechanisms as to how they work. But one of the things they have found is the induction of cell apoptosis, programmed cell death, which cancer cells have lost. It's they're no longer dying, so they're proliferating, and then they're damaging or even destroying the entity they live in. So that's, one of the big things that's overlooked there. Why is it not more widely available? We've got a multi-billion-dollar industry called the cancer industry.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's why they've suppressed the knowledge even of selenium for cancer prevention and reversal.
Yeah, there's so many. I mean, you get into the curcumin compounds. Selenium is phenomenal. I mean, it was so upsetting to see that SELECT study and then use, Big Pharma, the doctors and scientists use a junk selenium with a junk vitamin E and expect to get good results. I mean, you can't. It just was set up not to do that. The other thing that is very upsetting, too, is the fact that a lot of, there's all kinds of studies on pharmaceuticals. And I know even sometimes they'll throw a bunch of them out where people die and have all these adverse reactions and so forth, and then just present the two to the FDA. But the little supplement companies, they don't have the money. They don't have the foundation and so forth to do some really good studies. And I think that's kind of what we're up against in the industry is I think a lot of these things would be brought more to the forefront. A prime example is like the silver hydrosol. You know, why isn't it being used in the industry? Why isn't there more, and there's a lot of studies on it, but why isn't there more? And I've even seen it, and I noticed reading in your wonderful book here that it's used for upper respiratory infection. And I've had customers use it in their nebulizer or, their sprayer or, even for, breathing and so forth. And it's really phenomenal in clearing the lungs. And, you've got a lot of information on that. Tell us just a little bit about that.
Yeah, that was for the expanded edition we wrote. We did recently, and I had so many questions about lung and pulmonary health, COPD issues, allergies, asthma, bronchitis, pneumonia. And through nebulizing the silver hydrosol into the lungs directly, a teaspoon in the nebulizer, you don't have to add anything, it's already set, ready to go.
Right.
We were able to reverse things like pneumonia in 24 hours that weren't responding to any antibiotics. So it's like, man, I've got to get that information in there because people are in desperate straits over these pulmonary issues.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, you hear about all these people dying from pneumonia, and then it makes absolute sense to me that, you know, would be extremely effective because it's going to get in there, it's going to kill that bacteria. It's going to, you know, bring relief. It's going to open up the lungs. It's probably going to help with a little bit of the pain and so forth. I mean, when I was growing up, I was kind of, you know, my family was doctorified until they got smart. That's what we call it. But I mean, I was on the antibiotics and all kinds of different, you know, inhalers and things like that. And eventually I got away from all of that and realized that sometimes a lot of that that's being the common practice of things right now is, and you kind of mentioned it in your book, is like from 100 years ago. We don't rely on the ancient, you know, historical data. We don't rely on population studies. What we're doing, basically a lot of the medicine that we're using today is like from 100 years ago, and it's all from, you know, people trying to make money from chemicals, from synthetics. It's just, I don't know. What do you think, Dr. Bell, about all of this?
Well, I don't know what more I could add to it. I mean, you probably covered it so well.
Okay.
The reality is these substances that heal are largely abandoned when there's profit to be made by substances that manage disease or create 10 other symptoms that need more drugs to manage them. So we're dealing with an economic system. It's a brutal system because it cares not for the human experience and really cares, as you said, for the bottom line. I think the ideals of the health food industry is that we can be different, that we can provide substances that will actually help people, not harm them, and empower them. And that was the goal of the book, and I think it sounds like we've done a little bit of that.
Very well put. I really appreciate your time. We'll be talking again soon. And again, if anybody wants to get that book, they can call Merryman 217-429-1555. And you will make it available or give you links to get the book. Thank you, Dr. Bell. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Mike. Good to be with you.
Life just got a little better thanks to Merryman Herbs.
Listen in to Merryman Herbs. It's a better life show. 1340 Radio AM for the latest in holistic, natural, and alternative health information. Mike King will bring you a little fun with interesting health tips and the up-to-date, scientifically-based health news. He will interview some of the leading doctors, scientists, and leaders in the holistic health fields. Stay on top of your health and start getting a better life.
Life just got a little better thanks to Merryman Herbs.
The preceding information was not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Always seek the advice of your qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition.